When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops. Coach, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I get to talk, I get to help coaches today, so it's always a good day when you can do that.
It is. I know. I have a stack of papers I have to go grade. Are you jealous?
No.
I don't know.
Teachers are underpaid.
Well, that's another podcast, but yes. It's like I have never worked 8 to 4 in my life in 35 years.
Yeah.
I haven't graded a paper in 35 years at school.
Coaches and teachers. My wife gets so angry about she sees coaching jobs pop up on things, you know, and she's like, it pays what? I got asked to coach.
I'd make more at working in a convenience store than I do coaching. Yeah.
Per hour.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. All right. Today we're go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I got asked to coach a club team at a college. Okay. This was just recently. Okay. You know how much it pays? Club team at a college. Two practices a week and a game. It's a club team.
And how many games?
The season is like 3 months.
$1,000. Zero.
Volunteer. And you gotta go raise money and try to get money for the they don't even support the girls basketball. This is a D1 college. It's not like it's a Division III college.
No.
But anyway, I was like, come on, guys.
Come on.
Priorities.
Anyway. All right. So we're going to talk about
Yeah. This is one of my favorite subjects recently in press breaks. And again, coaches, this question came up in our Facebook group. Go to facebook.com, go to the group section and look for Coaching Youth Hoops. Great Facebook group. Lots of discussion. Question was, and we all run into this, how do I break the press with only one solid ball handler? Any tips or advice? So, all right. I struggled with this for years, breaking the press. I never had, you know, one of those teams that, you know, you had five ball handlers on the court at one time and never had that. So, we were getting pressed all the time, so I needed to figure this out. And I'm going to here's a plug. If you want this press break that I created, has never been beaten yet to this date. I have some of my fellow high school coaches have been asking me about it, and I shared it, and they don't get pressed anymore. You got to go to Blitz Attack Offense. It's locked inside of there. I don't usually share it too often, and I may break it out, but you're going to have to pay for it because it's that good.
Wow.
So you go to Blitz Attack Offense.
Very rarely does Bill do this.
I don't ever say that. Yeah, so you guys know it's good. So blitzattackoffense.com, and this particular press break is inside of that course that we do offer. But basically, you know, if you have one ball handler, I'd love to hear your opinion. If you think about presses, a press is usually a zone offense, full, I mean, the zone defense, full court. Okay.
Yep.
One, a 1-2-2, 2-2-1, right?
Right. Something where you're, yeah, you can do a run and jump. You can do a man.
Run and jump. Court, think about a yes. youth. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Youth is usually like a 2-2-1 or a
2-2-1 or
maybe
something.
Maybe a diamond.
Diamond. Yeah. Yeah. Diamond is pretty popular.
Yeah. Right? Diamond's easy because the drops are pretty good. Yes.
Yeah. But basically, what you have to do is you have to create space and you have to create movement to beat a press. Most what I and attack it from behind. So, and what I mean by that is don't line all your players up like a four across in a press. Don't line up because now the defense knows exactly where they are and can make quick adjustments. If you push them back to half court and attack the zone from behind, guess what's going to happen to the zone? The zone's going to move back. So now you got more room in the front.
You want space. Court. You want
you
space.
You got space. So as I always say, and my kids know this, they can recite it. Remember your ABCs, and you're going to win a lot of games. Always be creating space.
Right. Right. Always. So,
always be creating space. Space is your offense.
I think it's space and angles.
Space and definitely the angle cuts are so crucial in breaking any press.
Yes.
But I'll give you a little tip. Your best player should throw the ball in.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And get it right back to him. Now the ball is back into their hands. Because when they come in, they're the most open on the court. And throw it back to them. You have to have a person that can catch the ball and can pass the ball with a little heat on them to hit your cutter that's coming in from out of bounds.
Yes.
There you go.
I
drop the mic, walk off, we're done.
Yes.
End of this podcast.
It's spacing, it's angles, it's cutting.
Angles.
And I'm gonna give some advice to the youth coaches about press breaks is they dribble too much. I don't even have to see your team right now.
Yeah.
Don't even have to see your team right now. I guarantee when they get pressed, they dribble too much.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. I told you on the previous podcast, I had six games. Had breaks in between watching other kids or other teams try to break the press. What do? They get the ball, put the ball to the ground right away. Boom, trap is set.
Right.
Right? And then you're done. And I told you I raised my voice one time and across the six games, and I haven't raised my voice in a long time. Why do you think I raised my voice?
Because they were dribbling
my player. Player got the ball, put it to the ground right away, missed the wide open cutter. Well, I mean, wide open cutter.
It's crazy, in my opinion. I know. No. All right. Anything else on that, Coach?
Yeah, blitz attack offense. Right. If you want the best press break in the world, should I say?
Ooh, I might doubt. We should have a smackdown. I'll bring my press break and show you mine. So
But it's a good
really
one.
Good.
Blitzattackoffense.com, and it's locked inside of that course. And then plus you get a really good offense. On top of the great press break that's locked inside of there.
There you go. Go over and check it out. Till next week, Coach.
Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.